Redo experience.
She had finally managed to amicably break it off with him. The last time she had blocked his numbers and his social media handles, she had managed 3 days before she reached out to him again. This time, she hoped to cross at least 3 weeks before she could feel comfortable with not falling back into the vicious circle. She wanted him to love her so badly, so desperately. It seemed to her that there wasn't much else she wanted. She is sitting on a chair, writing in her journal after months. She is having a bit of an anxiety attack. His presence had become an integral part of her life. He had, quite literally, saved her when she had needed saving. She is nauseated and is finding it hard to breathe. But she knows that she will get through this. Even though she often wonders what the point of getting through any of this is. Why can't they just love her like she wants them to? She feels that she has given so much, given everything, and yet he did not choose her. It turns her stomach to acknowledge that. How much she has cried in these last few months. She doesn't know when it started. Time had lost all meaning. Had it been weeks? Days or years of this feeling of abandonment. He had had enough grace to allow her to feel that she was the one breaking it off. The goodbye on last night's text sounded final, and she had decided to roll with it. She had decided that she would take that chance to save her own self now. How could two people love each other this much and still not end up together? What kind of fuckery was that? It made absolutely no fucking sense to her. She knew he loved her still. She knew she loved him. Fiercely, desperately, with everything they both had for each other. It was one of those loves that she had read of in books and novels. One of those loves that she'd never actually imagined could be real and could be hers to boot. It existed and she had it. Till she didn't. He had chosen society and family, and he had not chosen her. How she was going to get through this, she didn't know at all. But she knew she would.